On the next episode of Sips, Suds, and Smokes,
we're just going to cover a flight of non-alcoholic beer.
The non-alcoholic beers we'll be tasting and discussing today are from Untitled Art Flavor Italian Style Pils, from Barrow Brewing Kingston Golden Pils, from Lagunitas Brewing Company Lagunitas IPNA, from Sierra Nevada Brewing Company Trail Pass NA IPA, from Rheingeist Brewing Ghost Haze Hazy IPA, from the Boston Beer Company, Samuel Adams, Just the Haze, Hazy NA IPA, from Best Day Brewing, their Hazy IPA, and from Deschutes Brewing, Black Butte NA Porter.
We'll be right back after this break. Almost live from the Dude in the Basement Studios. Why? Because that's where the good stuff is. It's Sips, Suds, and Smokes with your smoking host, the good old boys. Suds, suds, suds. It's time for more suds.
Welcome, everyone. Here we are for yet another suds segment where we don't judge people for what they drink. We only judge them for how they drink it. And what I mean is things like hard seltzers. They do not qualify as pinky up drinks.
Get your pinky down, man bun.
Bring it down. Okay? Put it down. I'm one of your hosts, good old gal Juliana, and joining me today at the table is good old boy Dave.
The one and only.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, whatever.
Fine. Exactly. Now, we've covered non-alcoholic beers a few times on this show. And in different ways. We've tricked some co-hosts into thinking that they were drinking all Canadian beers.
Hey.
We've done a dry January episode covering Athletic Brewing Company. And we've even done some blind comparisons between the regular beers and their non-alcoholic counterparts. Today, though, we're just going to cover a flight of non-alcoholic beer. Some from breweries we know very well. And then others from ones that are new to us. Lent is coming up soon, and many people participate by giving up certain things that they usually enjoy. You know, like meat, cheese, sweets. Mm-hmm. And some even give up alcohol.
Jesus, hold my beer.
Huh. Funny. All right.
Aside from Lent, people also like to take a break from their regular drinks of choice to, you know, give your break a liver or give your liver a break, rather.
Give your break a liver.
Break your liver. I think mine's broken. Shed some pounds or for other health reasons. I myself am drinking a lot of NA beer right now to get myself in shape for Speedo season.
I just threw up in my mouth a little bit.
Seriously, Dave? Seriously.
If you got it, show it.
You know what? Thanks for making things awkward yet again, as usual. I might have to drink a real beer now, or 20.
You may have to go straight to the scotch after this.
Yeah, I might. Okay. You know what? Go ahead and just give us a lineup.
The non-alcoholic beers we'll be tasting and discussing today are from Untitled Art in Madison, Wisconsin, Flavor Italian Style Pils. From Barrow Brewing in Sewickley, Pennsylvania, Kingston Golden Pils. From Lagunitas Brewing Company in Petaluma, California, Lagunitas IPNA. from Sierra Nevada Brewing Company in Chico, California, Trail Pass NA IPA. From Rheingeist Brewing in Cincinnati, Ohio, although it's brewed in Canada, Ghost Haze Hazy IPA. From the Boston Beer Company in Boston, Mass., Samuel Adams Just the Haze Hazy NA IPA. From Best Day Brewing in Sausalito, California, their Hazy IPA. And from Deschutes Brewing in Bend, Oregon, Black Butte in a Porter.
Okay. Well, we're going to start tasting these beers on the fly and then giving our tasting notes and rating them from 1 to 5 as we go. 1 being meh and 5 being wow.
Oh!
Exactly. Okay. First up for bids is going to be the flavor. Non-alcoholic Italian-style Pilsner.
You can't speak Italian just because you have a mustache.
Ain't that the truth? So this is from Untitled Art, and we are fans of Untitled Art. We've had many of their beers over the years.
I will never buy art that has a title at this point.
Wow. That's lovely. Okay. Well, anyways, this Italian-style Pilsner is refined, crisp, and showcases the delicate balance of tradition and innovation. It is dry-hopped with Hallertau, Mittelfrü, and Strata hops. It offers floral and herbal aromas complemented by a hint of citrus and a subtle tropical fruit zhuzh. For lack of a better word. Yes. True. It's crafted for those who appreciate a classic Pilsner with a touch of modern hop character, all without the alcohol. This is less than 0.5% ABV, 2 grams of sugar, and 40 calories.
Wow, 40 calories. That's great.
40 calories,
Just to clarify for everyone, in the United States, for a beer to be considered non-alcohol, it has to be 0.5% ABV or less. So there you go. Every beer we discuss on this show will be 0.5 or less.
Yeah. Okay.
This is nice. You know, Italian Pilsners are the more fruity, hop forward, flavorful versions of Pilsners, like the Italian people. They're very bold and flavorful. So, I think this is a great example of how you can take an NA beer and turn it into a pretty good example of the style.
Yeah.
I think the dry hopping makes all the difference. It really kind of lends those extra flavor notes and the aroma, and helps the aroma out as well. It's got a pretty creamy mouthfeel. So it's just a nice little pseudo Italian Pilsner. I like it.
I think this is solid. I mean, the mouthfeel on it is reasonable. Mm-hmm. It is a little fruity, but yeah. That's okay. That's what you expect. Yeah. I think if we had it a little bit colder, it would be a little crisper, which might be
sure
a little bit more enjoyable. But I mean, that aside, I think it's solid.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
What shall we rate this? A 4. Very good. Okay. Is this something you might see in your rotation?
I could add this to the NA rotation, sure.
Yeah, okay.
It's nice.
Okay. And that definitely like something you could try during Lent if you were to give up alcohol during Lent?
If I were, yes.
Being fine.
I will be adding it to my alcohol reduction schedule.
Oh, yes. Nice. Nice.
Yes.
Okay. Well, let's move on to number 2 from Biro. Now, just... to be fair, this is brewed on the western side of the state.
So it should be great.
Sure. Although, according to the website, this is born in London and crafted in America and enjoyed worldwide.
Yeah. So this is Tom Holland, the guy who played Spider-Man in all the Marvel movies, skinny little British kid. This is his brand. It's actually not terrible. It's a little unbalanced to me. I wish there was a little more hop character to it just to balance things out. It's a little just like malty water in a way. Pretty thin body, don't you think?
Yeah, it's really thin. It reminds me of Second Runnings, honestly.
That's a home brewing term, so.
Yeah.
When you're mashing.
And you're finished mashing in, and you've waited, and like the first runnings are the really sweet, thick, yummy goodness
that you combine
with a good scotch or bourbon for a minute. And then the second runnings are afterwards. Well, we'll return in just a minute.
Rolling clouds and crashing surf, iridescent dunes reflecting by the light of a rising, glowing moon. Seashore mesmerizing, night breeze hypnotizing. We've come across these back roads none too soon. Look to the left, to the right, keep your eyes on the road, my darling, wondering if we're only passing through. Open roads and open windows, my hand is yours forever, sweet love. Our eyes ahead on these back roads with a view.
Welcome back, everyone. So today's episode, we are taking a bunch of non-alcoholic beer that we found at the store and talking about it. Some are from breweries that we are well aware of, you know, some popular ones, semi-popular ones, and then there's some that are new to us.
Well, and it's interesting, you know, because it started out like there are some breweries that are dedicated to non-alcoholic beer, like Athletic Brewing Company, Go Brewing, some that we're not, you know, not covering today necessarily, but like Best Day Brewing is one of the ones we have today. And Barrow, like the one we're talking about right now, you know, that's what they do. The brand was built around non-alcoholic beer. And then you have the other side of that, where established breweries are getting into the non-alcoholic beer space because it's becoming so popular. You know, like they either have to go into THC and, you know, infused drinks, or they have to go to NA beers or seltzers or a combination of all those. And I, for me, if you're a brewery, you know, I would rather go to like a Brooklyn brewery or, you know, one of these guys like, Lagunitas or somewhere that I know their beers, and like try an NA version of something, because I would feel a little better about that than going and drinking a seltzer or a, you know, whatever, a mocktail or whatever kind of stuff's going on. But I think for the ones that are a dedicated NA brewery, that's what they specialize in. I think some of them do it really well. But I think it's interesting to see how many of them are popping up now.
Yeah.
You know.
Oh, yeah. It blows my mind at how many are there. It's almost like when the craft beer boom happened.
Yeah.
And all these really good craft breweries like came out of the woodwork. I feel like that's what's happening now with NA stuff.
Yeah. And I think, you know, like with this Barrow, the Tom Holland thing, I think you're also seeing where celebrities are getting into the drink market, and where you see Snoop Dogg and Dre, and they have their gin, or the Kardashians and they have their vodka soda or whatever, and like all these different things are going on. Like some of these really young celebrities are really into fitness and healthy lifestyle. They're like, hey, we know people want to go out and party or whatever, but you can do it and not have alcohol, you know?
Yeah, true. true.
So I think that's where he's, the space he's trying to be in, you know. Sure.
And you can join the club where you earn rewards on every purchase and can even maybe possibly talk to him.
Ooh.
Yeah. I mean, that's you get hot. Exclusive Q&As with him.
Wow. I don't know. That just sounds great. Like everybody just sit around drinking an NA beer and asking him questions about Zendaya.
Or non-alcoholic beer. I don't I don't know. Anyways, what shall we rate this one?
I don't think it's as good as the first one. I'd feel comfortable rating this a 3.
3. Yeah. One thing, you know, of note, with the untitled art that we had, the first beer, there was some neat artwork on it because untitled art is known for using artists to
they like liquid art and visual art.
Yes. This one is very classy looking, like it almost
clean.
It looks like the champagne of beer cans. Almost, which
you could feel cool or standing at the bar with a can of this, you know,
or not.
Okay. But I will say this. For the first beer, hops cover up a lot of things. And this beer, the second one, a little bit more hops would have balanced this thing out a lot more. Probably would have made it better.
I think so, too. Yeah. I think so, too. Okay. Moving on, let's talk about the Lagunitas IPNA. Now, my expectation is high because I am a fan of Lagunitas and we have a Lagunitas print in our house. We've been big fans of them over
for years.
Yes.
And for me also, on top of their beer being really good, they started the hop water trend and like hop infused water and making it taste good.
Yes.
And like theirs to me is probably still the best.
Yeah.
Of all.
Yeah.
Of them.
I mean, they set the standard. They started the trend, you know, but, and it's funny because I used to recommend that to my friends that were pregnant that still wanted to have something.
The flavor.
And this scratched the itch, so to speak.
Yeah.
Where they didn't have to worry, you know, but anyways, so this one is 0.5% ABV. Which is great, and 20 IBUs, and in terms of hops that they used, it says the hops present an almost tea-like herbal note, and there's a hint of lemon on it, and that's about it. Oh, piney, dank, bolt of Citra, Mosaic, and Columbus hops. There you go.
Usually when you're thinking of these West Coast guys, Citra's going to be in there in Columbus. But yeah, it's nice to know they've got the Mosaic in there as well. I had a little bit of that kind of grassy and melon flavor. I think this is about as good as a non-alcoholic IPA can be. Mouthfeel is there, which that's one thing that a lot of these beers lack. So we were talking about hop water. Mm-hmm. A lot of these non-alcoholic IPAs are basically hop water, you know, but they're with a little bit of stuff in, you know, thrown in. This is a beer that has hops, has a little bit of body. I've had session IPAs that seem more NA than this, right? Like, this beer definitely has some things going on and it's the full experience. I'm really impressed with this. I will 100% be adding this to my rotation.
The color on it is like gorgeous too.
Yeah.
They also talk about how they have, English crystal malt and Canadian two row barley that are added to this. And I think that barley in there just helps give it that feeling of being a beer without it being a beer, if that makes sense.
It's a little darker than some of the others that I've seen too. So it's not super dark, but it's got, you can tell there's a little bit more going on with it.
Oh, sure.
And I really, yeah, I think that everything they can do to make it more of a beer, you know, that adds to the experience. And this 100% does that.
Like, oh, sure.
There's, I just don't really think there's a way it could be any better unless it had alcohol.
Right. So. Right. No, this is the best so far.
Yeah.
For sure. And what are we going to rate this one?
I think we should rate this.
Oh, heck yes, with the 5. You know, and I think it's really fitting.
Yeah.
Because Lagunitas kind of set the standard with the hop waters and the beginning of what non-alcoholic could be. And they've been able to practice it for so long.
Yeah. And their session IPAs have been great too.
Well, so. More in just a minute.
Rolling clouds and crashing surf, iridescent dunes reflecting by the light of a rising glowing moon. Seashore mesmerizing, night breeze hypnotizing, we've come across these back roads none too soon. Look to the left, to the right, keep your eyes on the road, my darling, wondering if we're only passing through. Open roads and open windows, my hand is yours forever, sweet love, our eyes ahead on these back roads with a view.
Welcome back, everyone. So today's episode, we are talking about some non-alcoholic beers that we found at the store. Some are new, some are old. Well, in terms of breweries that we know.
Hopefully they're not that old.
No, they're not that old. They are fresh in that regard. But they are from breweries that are old to us and breweries that are new to us.
God almighty.
Exactly. And so now let's talk about the Sierra Nevada Trail Pass IPA.
Chico, California.
Exactly, which is shipping to all lower 48 states except for Georgia, Idaho, and a few others, including Tennessee. How rude.
How rude.
Yes, except we got it. But anyways, yeah. Grab a trail pass and start a new adventure with miles of flavor. Explore the hoppy notes of citrus and pine from Amarillo and CTZ varieties with non-alcoholic trail pass IPA.
Maybe we get it from North Carolina.
We probably. Yeah. Oh, I see. Because, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That makes sense. Because if you think about Tennessee, West Virginia, yeah. Georgia.
You sure. Don't want your California crap. Give us the North Carolina stuff.
Yeah, exactly.
Jerks.
The place is better anyways. Kidding. Okay, silky malt body, clean hop bitterness is just what you would expect from the world-class Sierra Nevada IPA, except that it is less than 0.5% ABV.
It's quite pungent.
It can be. Anyways, yeah, so Amarillo, Bravo, Cascade, CTZ, and Magnum hops.
Hmm. Interesting. It's got a nice bouquet to it. A lot of these really let the hops kind of shine because there's not a ton of malt or anything to really conflict, or you know what I mean, like they just create a nice little thing for the hops to ride on top. And this one, it's a really nice blend. I get weirded out sometimes when people try to blend too many hop varieties into one beer.
Yeah,
but it's not like I would ever second guess Sierra Nevada on anything.
No,
I mean, they're just too good, been too good for too long. And this is a nice, subtle, easy drinking beer. I don't like it as much as the Lagunitas. I don't think it's quite, it doesn't have the backbone that the Lagunitas beer does. It's really more just about the hops. But if you're a hophead and you're looking to cut back on calories and you know, alcohol and stuff. I think this is go get this trail pass, you know. And like, you can tell they market it for people who like go out and do stuff. You know, I'm not really one of those people, so I would just sit inside and drink it. But I still think I like this beer quite a bit. It's very nice.
Well, I mean, that's the whole thing about Sierra Nevada and some of those West Coast breweries that have, you know, been around for a while, like,
yeah,
even Deschutes. Like, I feel like that's something that's very out in, you know.
Sure. Let's go out and do stuff and then drink a beer.
Right. You know? Right. Yeah, exactly.
I'm like, skip that first part and just get to the second part. But,
I know. Can't always be that way. But I feel like this is a solid offering too. And again, you would expect that from Sierra Nevada because of how well crafted. I mean, yeah, that pale ale. My God.
It's the best there is.
Right?
Might be the best beer ever.
And Torpedo, I mean,
very good.
Right. It, like, the fact that you can just rattle those off, and I'm just,
the thing about this one is I don't think anyone would ever think it's anything other than a non-alcoholic beer. Right? So fair. With the Lagunitas beer, you might be able to convince yourself it's a session or something. Like, it's just a, you know, a really low ABV. But this one and the others that we've had, I really don't see anyone thinking that they're anything other than a non-alcoholic beer, right?
Right.
And there's nothing wrong with that, because if you're choosing to drink in a beer, then you know you're giving up something.
Yes. You know. Yes. Cool.
But I think you'd still feel good about this one.
Oh, yeah. No, totally. Totally.
Yeah. It's very enjoyable.
Yeah. Yeah, very easy. Very yeah. easy. And I think having it like super cold and crisp.
Yeah, like hops.
Yeah, you do. But again, I think that people that gravitate towards Sierra Nevada are hoppy people anyways.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, I mean, if you're buying an IPA, that's what you're going for.
That's what you're going for. And that's what you're going to get.
Yeah.
Yeah. So what do you want to rate this one?
Yeah, I think we do
this. A good four. Okay. Now let's go to Ohio.
Do we have to?
We do. Yes. For this instance. And let's talk about the Ghost Haze non-alcoholic hazy IPA. Would you say that it's hazy?
Yes.
So brimming with mouth-watering stone fruit aromas and a juicy hop profile, Ghost Haze is the perfect choice when you feel like ghosting on booze for the night, but not on flavor. Pairs perfectly with everything beer usually does, and then some. So it's less than 0.5%. And they don't tell you what hops, but they say that it's stone fruit, juicy hops, and it has a refreshing finish.
It's nice. I don't know if it's having tried it just after the Sierra Nevada, but I think it's good. It's not as good, I don't think. It's a different beer. I almost like it as a changeup, and it's weird. It's got a lingering bitterness to it that I did not get from the Sierra Nevada. So, like, you know how some IPAs you get more of that lingering sort of resin, sort of pithy mm-hmm. little bitterness.
Mm-hmm.
I get that from this one. It's not like necessarily a drying finish, but it's got this kind of lingering sort of a little bite to it, which I can appreciate that in a certain way. You know?
Oh yeah. Yeah, totally.
If you've ever put a hop pellet in your mouth, you'll know what I'm talking about.
Oh, I mean, ooh.
And if you haven't, go get one and do it today, right now, while we're sitting here.
Oh man.
Yeah. No, I don't know. What do you think about this beer though? As far as
this, okay. And again, coming off of Lagunitas and Sierra Nevada and then coming to this, it is a slightly little bit of a letdown. However, I think it's still very reasonable.
If this is the option you had, Like, if you didn't have the others in there, I think this is, you could, Hophead, you could totally get into this beer.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
This is a solid thing. You go out with your buddies or whatever, and you're, you know, maybe you're the designated driver, or you're just not feeling it on the alcohol right now, or, you know, it's Lent, and you're like, Jesus, hold my beer.
Sure.
Then you can drink this, and I think you would enjoy it. I would definitely pair it with some food, you know, some pizza,
wings,
or something like that. Totally. I think it'd be great for that.
Well, and I wonder, now that you say that, with, like, you know, pizza and food, with some of these non-alcoholic beers that have a little hop pungency, mm-hmm. for lack of a better word, that's a little unbalanced, maybe having food.
Yeah, like, we're just sitting here drinking these things.
Right. We'll balance everything out.
Yeah, I think most people aren't just going to sit and pound a six-pack of non-alcoholic IPA.
Yeah, fair.
You know, or maybe you will. I don't know. I'm not going to judge.
Sure, sure.
Just don't do it pinky up.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, so what do you want to rate this one a 3?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, and I think the more that I drink these, and the more that I kind of, like, wrap my head around the fact that this is non-alcoholic, the food pairings,
yeah,
will help maybe for any sharpness that you would otherwise get, if that makes any sense.
Absolutely. I think it definitely would sort of help you. But you could drink these by themselves, too.
Okay, to be continued.
Rolling clouds and crashing surf, iridescent dunes reflecting by the light of a rising, glowing moon. Seashore mesmerizing, night breeze hypnotizing, we've come across these back roads none too soon. Look to the left, to the right, keep your eyes on the road, my darling, wondering if we're only passing through. Open roads and open windows, my hand is yours forever, sweet love, our eyes ahead on these back roads with a view.
Welcome back, everyone. So, today's episode has been about non-alcoholic beer. We've been trying a decent amount of them today.
Yes.
And we're still talking. How cool is that?
Too much information.
Oh, Reverend Mark. I miss you. Okay. Let's talk about the next one. And the next one is from the Boston Beer Company. Woohoo.
Sam Adams, Just the Haze.
Yes. Sam Adams, Just the Haze, hazy IPA, non-alcoholic. Less than 0.5% ABV, hopped with Citra, Mosaic, Sabro, and Cascade hops. And then also, the malts on this is the Sam Adams two-row pale malt blend, white wheat, and golden naked oats.
This tastes like I don't know if it's turnt, or it's almost just like if you had wet grain and you let it sit out too long, and then it starts to mold a little bit or sour a little bit. There's some of that in there. I don't know. It's just this weird kind of sickly sweet kind of oddness to it that I can't understand.
Well, that's interesting that you say that, because they have won many awards for this Just the Haze non-alcoholic IPA.
Sure.
So in 2022 and 2023, I guess, when this must have come out, like around that time, the World Beer Awards gave them gold. The World Beer Cup gave them silver. GABF gave them gold in 2022. And the World Beer Awards gave them silver. Well, so,
you know, okay.
There's that. Okay. To be fair, though, our relationship with Sam Adams has been kind of like up and down over the years. Like,
a lot of their beers, other than Boston Lager, I just don't like.
Right. You know? I mean, there's been a couple of like seasonals that, like, I remember, like, in the Cold Snap, you know, and stuff. Some of those.
That was not great. That porch swinging. Porch swing beer or something. It's like a lemon shandy or something.
Yeah,
kind of thing
that was a little.
That's kind of gross.
That was a little air freshener.
If you can't keep up with Leinenkugel, you're not. Well, you know, you're not trying.
That's funny.
I don't know. I mean, maybe, you know, again, like as you pointed out, like we started with these beers not quite at refrigerator temp, so we're tasting literally everything comes out when you drink a beer at this temperature.
Yeah, true.
And so maybe if it was cold and it was just compressing some of these flavors down a little bit, it might be better. But, you know, if that's the case, then you better drink it cold.
Fair.
Because it's going to get turnt.
It may.
And I'm going to keep saying turnt.
You are. Okay. So maybe this isn't the very, you know, best, but it's not bad.
It had a good mouthfeel.
Right. The mouthfeel on it is really good. Yeah. And again, maybe if it was colder.
Yeah. I think the oats and the wheat help with the mouthfeel. I think the haze on it looks, I think it looks great. It smelled really good. I just got a little weird flavor. I don't know. If I had another can of it, maybe I would taste something different, but this one just kind of, I don't know.
Yeah, just kind of meh.
I don't know.
Okay.
Meh.
All right. And we're going to rate this one a 3?
Yeah.
3. Okay. Now, let's move on to Best Day Brewing.
Best Day. Today is the best day.
Brewed for the doers, the surfers, the climbers, the early risers. Free drivers, chiefs, gardeners, dancers, oyster farmers, dreamers, painters, builders, mothers, fathers, runners, hikers, walkers, makers, ranchers, nurses, woodworkers, teachers, skiers. Okay, I get the hint.
That's a lot of people.
That's a lot of people that they brew for. I mean, good for them.
Yeah.
So the hazy IPA has a rich, fruity aroma that is followed by round and juicy tropical fruit flavors that fill the palate, leading to a subtle bitterness on the finish. And it pairs well with surf, mountains, and barbecues. How cute. That's so
clever.
They're very clever.
Very clever.
And so what do you think of this one?
I think most of what they said was true. I think it's got the nice aroma. It is definitely hazy.
It is.
Nice little haze to it.
Yep.
Mouth feels pretty good. Got a little creaminess to it.
It does.
Yeah. Not too thin.
Nope.
Flavor's pretty good. Got a little fruitiness. I think it jumps right into the bitter back end pretty quick. It's not a lot of in the middle.
Mm-hmm.
But again, you know, I think if we were drinking this ice cold and had some food with it, I think that would be a different experience. So I think it's a good beer. You know, I'll tell you one thing about some of these non-alcoholic beers that's a little bit of a thing to me is a lot of them are pretty pricey. You know, a lot of these NA beers cost as much or more than beers with actual alcohol. And so there's definitely a choice that has to be made on some of these beers. You know?
Yeah. Yeah. And I, you know, and as part of that, I don't know, I'm being kind of weird here, but
we would expect nothing less.
Thank you. But is it really that expensive to make a non-alcoholic beer?
So I know, I can't remember which one of these it was. Maybe Sierra Nevada. They brew it and then they have to take the alcohol out. So.
Okay.
So there's an extra step. I don't know.
Want to rate this one a 3?
Yeah. I think it was a solid 3.
Okay. Last but not least is the Deschutes Black Butte non-alcoholic.
Porter.
Yes. Chocolate coffee malts. And Cascade and Tetnang hops. The
smells great.
Okay, aroma is
chocolate, coffee. Yeah, I mean, it's so on point. This is like the regular Black Butte. It smells just like it to me.
And the mouthfeel is like very porter.
It's good.
Yeah.
Not super thick, not like a stout or anything, but nice. No. Flavors pretty spot on. This is good. It's a great step away from these hazy IPAs too.
Yeah, it is, because you're not getting the hop burn or sharpness.
Yeah.
But you're getting like really lovely roasted malt, and this could be the fall rotation non-alcoholic.
This is the one that'll trick you. This tastes just like a porter.
It does, right? Well, this one's a 5 for sure. Gosh. Wow. Well, what a great episode. I mean, and to end on this like high note of the
couple really the solid dish, beers,
yeah,
man.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it'll help you get through Lent or any non-alcoholic phase in your life. Yeah.
Court ordered, you know, kind of thing or whatever.
Okay. Good old boy, Dave. Thanks for being here.
Hey, thanks for letting me be here again.
You're welcome.
I like this.
You can pay me before you leave.
Sure.
This is Good Luck Gal Juliana. Keep on chugging and catch you next time.
We hope you enjoyed this episode. If you're listening to us online, do yourself a favor and tap.
Just tap it in.
The subscribe button.
Give it a little tappy. Tap, tap, tap-a-roo.
The easiest way to listen to our show is to ask Siri, Alexa, Google, Uncle Larry, or whoever it is that talks to you on your phone. Play podcast Sip Suds and Smokes. We love your feedback, and you can reach us at info@sipsudsandsmokes.com. Our tasting notes flow out on Twitter and Instagram with our handle @sipsudsandsmokes, and our Facebook page is always buzzing with lots of news. You'll also be able to interact with the thousands,
millions, and millions
of other fans on those social media platforms. Do us a favor. Take the time to rate this episode if you're listening to us online. That's a big help to us, and we get to see your feedback as well. Come back, join us for another episode, and keep on sipping.
Been a One Tan Hand production of Sip Suds and Smokes, a program devoted to the appreciation of some of the finer slices of life. From the Dude in the Basement Studios, your host, the Good Old Boys, will see you all next time.